world. He has pledged to reduce the size of the military and stop spending money on expensive new military systems so we can redirect the savings to social welfare spending. He has been endorsed by Hamas and had to fire a Middle Eastern advisor who had been privately meeting with Hamas. He has suggested we should talk with enemies of the United States, including the radical Ahmadinejad regime in Iran, which has threatened to eradicate Israel from the face of the earth. Meanwhile, he has appointed several top foreign policy advisors who deserve their anti-Israel reputations. As Obama campaigned for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton repeatedly attacked his foreign policy positions as reflecting his inexperience in international affairs. Moreover, Clinton charged that Obama's votes in the Senate, especially on issues of Iraq funding, were inconsistent with the anti-war sentiments he expressed in his speeches. At one point, President Bill Clinton, campaigning for his wife, shouted out in frustration there was no difference in Obama and Hillary's voting record on Iraq. "Give me a break," Bill Clinton pleaded with the audience. "This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I have ever seen." Obama is vulnerable to the charge that his inexperience makes him naive in foreign policy. His anti-war positions on Iraq and his determination to push nuclear disarmament make him appear soft on defense, just as his willingness to meet with enemy nations makes him look like an appeaser. If Obama is seen as anti-Israel, he will have a very hard time winning the general election, especially since he will need to directly encounter and dismiss an unspoken feeling many voters harbor that his experience growing up with an Islamic father and an Islamic stepfather have predispositioned him to side with the Muslim states in the Middle East. Fundamentally, Obama cannot afford for voters to conclude his foreign policy is closer to that of a Jimmy Carter than Ronald Reagan. A fairy tale? Obama's claim that he opposed the Iraq War from the beginning is based on a speech he gave on October 2, 2002, at a modest anti-war rally of about 1,000 people in downtown Chicago's Federal Plaza. At the time he gave the speech, Obama was an obscure Illinois state senator. Yet for Obama true believers, this obscure speech has become a defining moment, allowing Obama to claim repeatedly that he is the only candidate running for president in 2008 who opposed the Iraq War before the Senate had even passed a resolution authorizing President Bush to use military force to remove Saddam Hussein from power. National Public Radio correspondent Don Gagne has reported that to recover from having no actual recording of the speech at the time it was given, the Obama campaign has gone so far as to recreate portions of the speech for a television ad, with Obama rereading the text in a sound studio, with crowd noises and reactions added to make it seem like the real thing. Hillary Clinton repeatedly dismissed Obama's claims, saying, "I have the experience, John McCain has the experience, all Barack Obama has is just a speech." The Chicago Tribune reported that during his 2004 race for the U.S. Senate, Obama filled out a questionnaire answering no to this question: would you have voted for the $87 billion supplemental appropriation for Iraq and Afghanistan? Yet after being elected to the Senate, Obama voted for a series of funding measures, as did Hillary Clinton. Obama's Senate voting record on the Iraq War was the basis for the Bill Clinton accusation that Obama's opposition to the war was a fairy tale. In the end, Hillary scored the point. Obama had to shift ground in order to explain a voting record more centrist on the Iraq War than the words of his unrecorded but highly touted anti-war speech would suggest. McCain can be expected to revisit the contradiction by showing Obama voted for the war despite his anti-war rhetoric. Since becoming a U.S. Senator in 2004, Obama has not introduced a single resolution or bill calling on President Bush to end the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. In the Democratic debate held in Las Vegas on January 15, 2008, NBC moderator Tim Russert pointedly asked Obama if he would guarantee all U.S. troops would be out of Iraq by January 2013, at the end of his first presidential term in office. Obama refused to issue that guarantee. But why exactly is the war in Iraq dumb, in Obama's view? The presidential candidate, Obama, will have to take a clear get-out-now position to explain himself, or risk sounding like a flip-flopper. Obama repeatedly calls President Bush's policy in Iraq a failure. Yet the surge did succeed in reducing the violence in Iraq. Will Obama still run against the war if the reports coming from Iraq and Afghanistan continue to validate the Bush administration's military policy in the region? If McCain wanted to stay the course until he could declare victory and stage an orderly withdrawal, why would Obama object? Would Obama do anything different? McCain has been consistent. He was one of the few U.S. senators to support the surge, and the surge has worked. Obama is stuck with an anti-war policy he may come to regret. No.